This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A former Swedish colony in western Illinois will be the setting for a music festival that aims to demonstrate the depth of the folk music genre. The Bishop Hill Folk Festival is free and open to the public. It'll be held in the Bishop Hill Village Park July 30th and 31st. Performances will begin at noon each day, and many other musicians will lead workshops each afternoon. Those are also free. Macomb-based musician Chris Villillo is organizing the festival, which will feature around a dozen artists.
The idea is to present this incredibly wide range of folk and traditional musics that Illinois has and bring them together in a place where folks can come and enjoy a wonderful afternoon of music in a beautiful historic setting.
I suppose folk music might mean different things to different people. And as I look at your list of performers, you have Celtic music, Mexican music, Swedish music, the blues, what's referred to as rural Illinois music. It seems like folk music covers a lot of different things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of people pigeonhole folk music into the Peter, Paul, and Mary Kingston Trio stuff of the 1960s. But that's just a tiny fraction of this incredible breadth of music that really represents folk music. It's quite literally the soundtrack of America, particularly the melting pot that America is. And our goal was to represent all of these different aspects as much as we could in a limited time.
What does folk music mean to you?
Well, you know, folk music to me personally is music of the people. It's not commercially produced music. It's not music that is written or created to sell records. It's music that comes from the people to express the joys and sorrows of everyday life. Some of it can be traditional music that represents the history of people that has been passed down through song and story. You know, there is even contemporary folk music being written today that touches on all those elements. But essentially, it's music that has a commonality of everyday people to it.
Will you be performing songs from your most recent album, one of the songs of the Civil Rights Movement?
Yes, indeed. I'm going to have my friend and cohort in crime, Rocky Moffitt, join me for this. We'll do several tunes from that most recent project.
For example, you'll have Joel Mabus doing old-time and original Midwest music. Can you describe that?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you never would fall, but you're just like them all. Welcome back to the blues.
Now, Joel is a wonderful musician. He lives in Michigan these days, but he was actually born in southern Illinois. And I like to say that Joel comes from folk music royalty. His parents were members of the WLS Barn Dance, and he grew up hearing this music in his home, traveling with his parents as they performed around the region. And he not only keeps the old-time music alive, but he is a wonderful songwriter. So he's going to be one of the highlights of the show as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, you had your turn in the spotlight, taking offers that you could not refuse. I thought you never would fall, but you're just like them all. Welcome back to the blues. Welcome back to the blues. Welcome back.
This is a two-day festival. You'll be capping it all off a Sunday afternoon beginning at 4 o'clock with Bill Robinson and friends, who are, I believe, favorites in this region.
Absolutely. Back in the 1980s, when I was documenting that pre-radio generation of musicians, Bill Robinson was one of the folks I interviewed. He's a third-generation hammer dulcimer player from Schuyler County, Illinois. He has been playing old-time and bluegrass music his whole life and has won numerous national awards. And he's a joy to play with. I've got to sit in and jam with a number of times. But more than anybody else on this list, he represents the music that was traditional in West Central Illinois. And we're very, very excited about being built to the festival.
Chris Villillo is organizing the Bishop Hill Folk Festival. It'll be held July 30th and 31st. Villillo says he wants to create an event that allows families to enjoy an afternoon of live music while exploring Bishop Hill, which is a historic site and a national landmark village. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.